I know many of them.
She's come to pay her respects, not to forget friends lost since the war broke out in the east of the country in 2014. Inés Arogoczka was a volunteer back then, providing support to the soldiers on the front line. The idea of possible renewed fighting worries her.
Yeah, of course. I think the war is going on and on from 2014. I don't know, will we have a big war? But we have guns and we are ready.
Talk of war and a possible Russian invasion concerns many Ukrainians. But people here feel things could be different this time around. Many are grateful of the support some Western countries have provided Ukraine. Some publicly thanking the UK for its recent delivery of mid-range weapons. But elsewhere around Kiev, people are going about their daily lives, wondering if war is as imminent as their leaders have been warning.
There is also a sense among people here that the situation is made more complicated because of the competition between Russia and the West over influence in this part of the world, Ukraine being at the center of it.
Dmitry Sokolov and his wife Olena left Crimea soon after Russia annexed the peninsula in 2014. Like many, he thinks that Ukraine has come a long way since.
We are different in mentality. We were different. We are very much different now from Russia. And we are very much different from Ukrainians that were in 2014. More than 50% we believe that this is just a part of game. Like, let's say, a kind of trading, you know, which what states will provide to Russia under pressure, etc. So we hope it's so.
But for Katya Opushnayanskaya, the problems also come from within. She hasn't returned to her hometown of Lugansk since pro-Russian separatists took over.
The problem is not only Russia. Sometimes I don't feel part of this country. Sometimes my friends and colleagues make the point that we are guilty of provoking this conflict. I really don't understand where I belong.
8 years on, Ukrainians have learned to live with the threat from their big neighbor. Many say it's become part of their lives, but what they fear now is that any move by Russia or the U.S. could bring more divisions among Ukrainians. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kiev.